By nightfall, they'd ridden over 8 hours. Lily's butt was sore and her thighs were cramping. She'd had enough and prayed at every town they passed that this would be the one Mac would choose to stop at. The only stops they'd made all day were for gas and to grab a quick bite to eat. Convenience store food sucked. They made a quick detour at a Chinese restaurant and grabbed something to go. Then, saints be praised, Mac pulled into a motel. Not a Hyatt or Marriott, but it wasn't a campsite either. And for that, she was eternally grateful. After riding all day, she was hungry and tired and more than ready for a shower and change of clothes. They checked in, and just the sight of a bed in the room was enough to make Lily want to cry.
"Tired?"
he asked as he tossed their bags onto the dresser. "A little."
"Hungry? I am."
"Starving."
"I hope choosing the Chinese food was okay."
Right now, she liked anything. Her stomach was growling. "Sounds fabulous." They sat at the tiny round table near the window and inhaled the food. Lily tried to remember her upbringing and manners as she ate, but frankly, she was too damn hungry. She dug into one of the little cardboard cartons with chopsticks as if she hadn't eaten in a week.
"You were hungry,"
Mac said, cocking a brow. "Clearly." She grabbed a napkin and wiped sauce from her chin, then took a long swallow of bottled water. Okay. She felt partially human again. As soon as she digested a little, the next order of business would be a shower. She felt icky wearing yesterday's clothes. Her hair was windblown and stringy, and she shuddered at how she must look.
"Quit doing that. You look gorgeous."
She looked at Mac. "Quit doing what?"
"Fiddling with your hair. It's sexy like that."
She hadn't even realized she was combing it with her fingers. "It's a mess. It's not sexy."
"I disagree. It's wild looking. Like you just got out of bed after spending several hours there with your lover. It's a very hot look."
She knew better. It was a tangled bird's nest. "You're blind." Mac shook his head.
"No, I'm not. I know exactly what I'm looking at."
He'd always been able to do that to her. When his voice dropped low, his meaning all too obvious, the vibration settled right between her legs, making her clit quiver. Just like now, when he looked at her with his half-lidded gaze and spoke to her in that deep voice, the implications of both incredibly dangerous to her libido as well as her emotions. The libido she could handle. Her emotions she'd have to constantly wrestle with. The sooner she ended the journey, the better. She took a quick glance at the telephone on the bedside table, wondering how she could manage to call her boss without Mac stopping her. "I'll wait if you want to take a shower first," she suggested, trying to appear nonchalant about it. She stared into the carton of food, refusing to look him in the eye.
"Nah, you go ahead."